What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're going to be asking the question, who was the first narcissist in your life? Who? Could it be your parent, sibling, best friend, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife? Who was it? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back. Y'all see, I retired the finger pistols. I told you I would. I told you I would retire them, and now they're gone. But yes, yep. Who was that first elusive narcissist in your life? I know it happens. So a lot of people wonder this, y'all. And this is more for the viewers and whatnot and y'all out there. Like I say, out there in YouTube land, Facebook land, wherever y'all watching this podcast world and whatnot. But yeah, who was the first narcissist in your life? Because, I mean, for me, it matters who that first narcissist was, because they can alter the course of your life. A lot of times, toxic, narcissistic people, if you can't get rid of them, so to speak, they will alter your life. They will alter the trajectory of your life. They absolutely can. That's one of those things that does happen right there. And if it's your parent, you hear me say it, like, if you can't get rid of them, it's different. You can't get rid of your parent. So if the first narcissist, toxic person, whoever you dealt with in your life, is one of your caretakers, your parent, your mom, your dad, I mean, some people get raised by their aunts and uncles or their grandparents, your main caretaker in your youth, if that person is narcissistic, that can drastically or dramatically alter the trajectory of your life. It really, really can. Because, you know, a lot of people, you see a lot of videos that say, hey, look, if you were raised by a toxic person, your chances of ending up with a toxic person increase. I mean, I don't know if they say exponentially, but they increase greatly. If you get raised by a toxic narcissistic person, chances are you might end up with a toxic narcissistic person, because that's what you're accustomed to, right? That's what you used to experience in relationships, within a household dynamic. Hey, this is what I grew up around, so this is okay. You know, this is what I saw my mom and dad doing, so this is okay. This is how I saw my mom treating my dad, or how my dad was treating my mom. So in my mind, or in my unconscious brain, these behaviors are acceptable because this is what I grew up in. This is okay. So if the first narcissist in your life was your parent, just think back, y'all. Think back. Who was the, answer this question. Who was, drop it in the comment section. Who was the first possible narcissist, toxic person that you dealt with? Who was it? Because this can help out a lot of people, because so many people are in toxic relationships, right, with narcissistic people, narcissistic men, narcissistic women, narcissistic people overall in general. And when I'm talking to them over Zoom, they open up about some things that happened in their childhood. Oh, yeah, my dad used to cheat a lot, or my mom used to cheat a lot. Whatever it is, I'm like, wow, really? And they're like, yeah. And so I thought it was okay. My mom would cheat a lot. My dad would just keep taking her back, but he'd be angry. And my mom would just gaslight him and manipulate him. And, you know, I never lived up to my mom's standards. She had super high standards. My dad had super high standards. My grandparents, whoever it was, they had these super high, unreasonable standards for you as you were growing up. So you go into a relationship dynamic, you got neglected as a child emotionally, that you go out here and you're seeking that validation that you didn't receive because you were neglected when you were a child. You see how that works? You see the mindset or the mentality that goes into that right there? You see the scope of it? That's what happens right there, y'all. This is part of what happens. You know, I know it sounds dramatic. I know it sounds got like kind of, I'm not going to say it sounds unbelievable, because it doesn't sound unbelievable, but it's part of it, y'all. This is part of what so many people face. Like, if the first narcissist was a caretaker, it's different. It affects your life in a, you know, you don't, it's almost damn near like you don't get a fighting chance when you're getting raised, right? When you're getting raised in a toxic environment, you damn near don't, you know, you typically end up becoming a product of your environment. I got a video I just did on Monday about becoming a product of your environment, how you should make your environment a product of you when you get older. But so many people end up being a product of their environment when you get raised within a toxic household or toxic scape or whatever, you know, toxic grandparents. If the first toxic narcissistic person you dealt with is in a relationship, that's different, y'all. Because it's almost damn near like you have to treat toxic parents different sometimes than you treat toxic boyfriends or girlfriends. Because before y'all get to it, if you notice that you're dealing with a narcissist, you know, early on, chances are you can cut them off before things get too deep, right? You can cut that person off before things go to the next level, before y'all start adding things to the relationship, right? Before y'all start having kids, before y'all start buying a house or buying cars or talking about being engaged and things like that. Before things like that start happening, you can cut it off. But if you notice the signs and the red flags before you get in too deep, it's possible to get out of there quicker. You know, that's different than being raised 18, 19, 20 years with a toxic household. You know, so many people, I'm not trying to make it seem like one is tougher than the other, or one is greater than the other, or one leads to more abuse than the other. All I'm saying is that you can, like, before you get in too deep to a toxic intimate relationship, you can get out of it, you know, if you notice the signs early on, if you trust your intuition early on, like, this is the red flag, I need my ass need to bounce, you know. You can't just bounce from your parents, so it's just different. The traits of narcissists are going to be the same typically across the board. How those traits are expressed is going to be different. Different depending on what role that they play in your life. Is this a parent, a guardian, a sister, a sibling, a coworker, whatever it is. How they are expressed is going to be different. They're still going to have the same. Like, go look at the diagnosable criteria of narcissistic personality disorder. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. How the traits across the board are going to be the same. It's just how they are expressed outwardly is going to be different. How they are expressed to the world is going to be different, you know? And that happens. And this is me trying, I'm trying to help you out, wake you up, because like, who was the first narcissist that you dealt with? Because a lot of times it's not your partner, you know? Sometimes it is the partner you dealt with. Some of y'all got raised in great households. You had great, loving, caring parents. You went to college, you graduated high school, you didn't have any narcissistic people in your life, no narcissistic friends, family members, coworkers, or whatever, you know. But then you get into a relationship, this is the first narcissist you experience. And it could change your viewpoint. It could change your life and how things are viewed and whatnot. So this is why I'm here to help out and things like that, just to help you understand, like, understand how it started. Where is the starting point at? Dig up the roots. Digging up the roots can help you get rid of the weed. That's why I say, when I say dig up the roots, I'm not meaning dig up the roots to the good stuff. Don't dig up the roots to the plant. You know, the good part of you. Dig up the roots to the weeds. Pull up the weeds by the roots. Who was the first narcissist that I've dealt with? Dig deep. Because a lot of times it might not be your real romantic partner. It could be a sibling. One of your siblings could be narcissistic. You know, one of your best friends growing up could be narcissistic. Some of your teachers that you have to depend on to teach you and educate you could be highly narcissistic, you know, refuse to validate you, refuse, you know, make you the target of their abuse. Take teachers, like your middle school, high school teachers, elementary school teachers can do it sometimes. College professors, they can launch smear campaigns on you as well. They can invalidate you. They can spread rumors of smear campaigns and things like that. They can rage out on you in class and just make it embarrass you, you know. Some of your teachers can be narcissists as well. And that's why I just tell people, I'm conveying this point to people because it sucks, you know. But like, digging up the roots and understanding where you came from can help you out. Understanding, get back to the beginning, back to the basics. Like, how the hell did I get here? You know, what steps were taken to put me in this position, you know, this precarious position? You know, because nobody wants to be in a toxic relationship. Well, let me rephrase that. Let me rephrase that, because I've spoken to people who... And they are, yeah, some of them are toxic, y'all. Some toxic people do want to be in toxic relationships because they feel like, well, this person understands me, this person gets me. And I also understand that because I've been in a toxic relationship before with a toxic woman. Yes, I was toxic as well. This is not me I'm not trying to play the victim. That's what happens. I want to help as many people as I possibly can climb this ladder of healing and growth, because, yeah, I want y'all to live the life that I want y'all to live the best lives you can. You know, I want you to live the best life you possibly can, because it empowers you, it helps you out. You know what I mean? it's just one of those things that I want y'all to heal and grow. Just understand where you came from. Dig up the roots. Who was your first narcissist? Who was it? You know, who was the first narcissistic person that you dealt with? Dig it up. You can drop it in the comment section. Drop it. What can let's say this is about healing and helping out people right here, y'all. It's like, drop it in the comment section. Who was the first narcissist that you dealt with, and how do you think that affected your life? If it was your parent, partner, grandparent, your best friend, your cousin, your coworkers, like I said, your bosses can be narcissists. Your first narcissist you might encounter could be at your first job, or it could be your boss, your supervisor, you know, the CEO of your company could be highly toxic and narcissistic, you know. So who was the first narcissist, and how did it affect you? Because it can help you. It helps you heal to get out your system, but it also helps other people. It's like, wow, me too. I like people making friends, y'all. I'm about to start doing. I'm gonna end the video with this, y'all. I'm about to start doing in person and online workshops as well. So I got a list of cities and things that I want to do here coming up pretty soon. But like, if y'all are interested in having a workshop in a city near you, just drop where you are. If y'all see the city that you're already in, just like their comment. Just like, if it's Atlanta, Georgia, cause I got Georgia on the map. Washington, D.C., New York City, L.A., those are already on the map. You know, Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas, those are on the map. Drop your city. If you already see your city, just like it, y'all. I'm planning my in-person workshops and stuff like that. Anyways, y'all, make sure y'all subscribe to the channel. Until then, this is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.